everyone. I'm Kareem Ray, your host at the One Soccer Nation podcast. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Ritu Bain. Ritu is the Senior Vice President of Revenue at Magnify by Videoverse. Ritu, thank you so much for taking the time today. How are you doing?
Very good, Kareem. It's my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to talking to your audience.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Right now, you're currently in India. What time is it there in the morning?
Yeah, I'm in New Delhi. It's just gone 8:30 a.m. So nice, bright, early start to my weekend speaking to you.
Beautiful sun shining right now. Currently in Canada right now, 10 p.m. nighttime. We're going to get it done, though. Super excited to have you on. So for our audience, what is Magnify?
Great question to kick this off, Kareem. Magnify is an AI-based sports editing tool. We started off with sports, but we've branched out into entertainment and news as well. Essentially, what we do is we enable the creation of content on the go using AI models, right? So say if there's a football game going on out there in the field, it's live. We can pick up the feed direct from the field and we can clip it out. We can tag everything that's happening frame by frame and then have it repackaged for social publishing. And we do all of that in about maybe 30 to 45 seconds. So if there's a goal that's been scored on the field, you can see it on your phone, your tablet, your any medium, any device in about 30 to 45 seconds.
Wow. And that's all done through the technology of AI.
Absolutely, yes. So artificial intelligence, machine learning, that's essentially the core of how we've developed Magnify.
Amazing. You know, we're hearing a lot about, in the last year or two, a lot about AI now in the media. When was this company created?
We started off in about 2016, and at that time, the idea was that we were going to do shoppable videos, but content, as we know content today, which is such a huge part of our lives. If you think back to 2016, it was just sort of starting to creep in. I think we were a little bit ahead of our time, and then we pivoted into sports when sort of in the COVID phase or pre-COVID phase, we started thinking about it, that, how do you bring sports closer to the sports fan? And obviously we've got co-founders who are passionate about cricket, passionate about football, passionate about tennis. And so we thought, okay, let's try this out. But we always wanted to build something which was not just for the premium leagues, not just for the A-listers. We wanted it to be a tool that could be applied universally. So it wasn't sort of restricted by your budget or restricted by your ability to have access to such a platform. And sort of that's where the genesis of the company came about.
Amazing. So is the technology being used as of right now by everyone within the sports space? And is the AI able to detect all sports? So for football, able to detect the football and soccer, a soccer ball, for all the other sports, is the AI able to detect all that stuff?
Absolutely, Kareem. It is. We work across our almost 50 sports, and we're developing and learning new sports as we go. So today we've got a lot of new, interesting hybrid sort of sports hitting the market. So we're sort of developing solutions for those as well. But obviously, our bread and butter remain cricket, football, soccer, rugby, tennis, golf. So things like that are really our bread and butter. And obviously, they are the most popular sports across the world.
Amazing. So as the Senior Vice President of Revenue, what strategies have you implemented to drive growth and market adoption of Magnify's innovation solution?
Kareem, for us, one of the basic principles of our company is that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's never been that we've now we've made this amazing product and now this is it, use it. For us, it's always been a collaborative approach with the customer. And I think that's been the basis of our revenue strategies. We've got a solution. Now we speak to the customer individually, understand their pain points and what they're trying to achieve, and then see how we can best sort of fit our solution into their environment. And I think that approach has really worked for us. Also, understanding the market trends, because every market is different. How fans engage with the sport in every market is also very different. And so we always try to figure out that what it is that will make this market, this fan, this sport tick. And then accordingly, we innovate and we've been innovating and, you know, evolving the product.
Understood. Are you guys just focused on one market, like just the US, or are you guys international?
We are international. We're there in Australia and other countries in the APAC region. We're there in EMEA. We're there in Latin America. We're there in the US and in the whole of North America. And of course, being based in India, we definitely, and India being such a sports crazy nation, we definitely have a huge presence here as well.
Amazing. In regards to clients, if you can share, are you able to share how many clients that you guys currently have or partnerships?
Kareem, I won't go into specific numbers, but I would say that within the sports ecosystem, we've got some very deep-rooted partnerships. And partnerships, I feel, are really important as well, because say we're working with Rayados in Mexico, right? So to be able to understand the sentiment of that market, to be able to completely identify what the customer is trying to achieve. For us, it is very important to have some cultural sensitivity. And for that, we definitely rely on our partners in each market, in each sort of region, to guide us correctly, to be able to, for us to interpret exactly what we need to do to make this customer beyond happy.
Understood. With your extensive experience in revenue generation, how do you see Magnify contributing to enhancing the viewer experience and engagement in the realm of soccer content? But you guys do also cover all other sports as well. So I would just say for all sports.
Sure. There's an age-old saying, and say in real estate, it's all about location, 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 right? In sports or content, it's all about personalization. So I can't say this enough. It's sort of trying to understand that where is this fan watching the game? What device is he watching it on? And exactly what does he want to watch? So say if I'm a really busy working professional, right? But I do want to know what's happening in the game. So all I want to watch is short form stories. Whereas possibly there'll be a weekend when I'm free, and at that point of time, I want to engage with slightly longer form content, but still have an eye on what are the highlights of this game. So for us, when we talk about what it is that how are we enhancing viewer experience, I think we're always focused on how we can personalize the content that we're producing for each viewer, for each market.
Nice. And, you know, for me, like, I barely watch soccer. Like, I was just an athlete. I never really watched. But here and there, I'll try to watch highlights. So I could, you know, that are 3-5 minutes, and I could see the best parts of each game, and I'll watch a couple of those, and that will total up to 30 minutes. So I think that customization piece is very valuable. You know, in regards to clients, like, say, for example, ourselves, One Soccer Nation, we wanted to, you know, use Magnify's service, or is it a service or product or both that you guys provide?
A very good question. It is actually a combination of both, because I feel with such new age technology, you can't just make a product and say, here you go, use it. You do have to back it up with service. You do have to back it up with some customization. And that's what we definitely do. And one of the constant feedbacks we get from our customers is, we love the product, but we also really, really love the service. We love the fact that you're there to support us, that you're almost an extended, you know, team for us. And I think that's definitely something we're very proud of.
Nice. So with saying that, you know, with, you know, companies like ourselves or anybody that has a company that's going to be watching this interview, do you guys provide, like, are they able to just go to your website and click for to schedule a call to book a demo? Obviously, they could get more information from the website, but is there any opportunity to get a demo and see how the product, you know, go through that? Or how do you guys go about that service? I mean, providing more information on the company.
Absolutely. So anybody can go to our website, which is www.magnify.ai, and they can reach out to us and schedule a demo right on the website. Our team then reaches out to them. Our team also sort of tries, before we get on the call with the customer, we do try to understand what sort of market conditions or environment this customer is working in, so that we can, when we present the demo, we can sort of we can talk about what they want rather than ABCD, this is how it works. So yeah,
understood. And obviously that's more of a collaborative approach to it, and actually, you know, being able to identify exactly what they want and provide that for them.
Absolutely. And for that, I think listening is a really important skill. So for us, listening comes before solutioning. So listen, solution, evolution. I think that's sort of what we followed all along.
Yeah, amazing. That's definitely a great approach. It's something that I've definitely applied more into everything that I do now. Could you also elaborate on some of the key features of Magnify that differentiate it from traditional content creation tools, and how these features benefit sports broadcasters and content creators?
Sure. So like I was saying, when we created the product, the one thing that we really were very clear about is that we want a product that is accessible at all levels. And that, I think, is one of our most unique propositions. Of course, there's AI. Of course, there's an automation that's driving all of this. Of course, we're producing content at a very high speed and producing content in numerous formats. But it's almost as though clients have begun to expect that. That is a given. And now the next point is, what else do you have to offer? That's the core of the product. And for us, that's always been the fact that we evolve very quickly. We're very agile. We listen to the clients and we develop new features that might suit them. I'll just give you an example. There's a client we're working on currently who's got a very specific use case around how they want to use thumbnails. Now, as a video production company, yes, we have thumbnail production within the solution, but it's not as specific as what this customer requires. So we are working alongside the customer to develop this feature. Of course, once it is developed, then it applies universally across all our customers, because we don't do any feature gating, right? But it's sort of going back to what I was saying earlier, for us, it's the fact that we have the product, we have a product that applies universally, and we also have the ability to listen and then customize.
Understood. In your role, you've led teams across global markets. How do you navigate culture nuances and market dynamics to ensure the successful implementation and adoption of Magnify solutions in diverse regions, particularly in soccer regions?
You know, whenever somebody says the soccer-crazed region, and I just have a map of the whole world that comes up, and there's a lot of red flashing areas where soccer is popular, and then that is a lot of red, because I think soccer is a game that's possibly touched every continent, every country, almost every country, and in some way, form, it sort of impacted the daily lives of people. So for us, it was very important to understand this cultural nuances, because that involves a lot of you sometimes have to almost invest in training your team members to develop a sense of that diversity and an appreciation for it, and also then try to localize your solution. So say, for example, in some countries, soccer is followed as a game, right? It's the entire game. It's what's happening on the field that's so important. Whereas for some other countries, it's about following a single player. So I'm interested in this guy. I'm interested in seeing what this guy has done today. So we try to build in that sort of nuance within our content creation. And like I said earlier, partnerships are very important and the ability to remain agile and flexible to sort of be able to embrace change on the go and to learn from you know, possibly things that we haven't done so well and then iterate to change our approach and kind of, you know, keep doing that time and again.
100%. You mentioned it before that, you know, you said something around 2016, you know, you guys were kind of too early for where you guys are now. Obviously, tech is, you know, implemented in all business, you would hope. In 2024, it's kind of, there's no dodging it now at this point. And, you know, I recently heard that, you know, it's kind of, you know, essential for content nowadays in 2024 and, you know, to be for businesses to be using social media. It's kind of like a requirement now. With saying that, you know, what challenges have you guys come across in your space?
Kareem, what's really interesting is that we are a very innovative sort of product. We're bringing artificial intelligence into sports. We're bringing artificial intelligence into media and entertainment. And at the same time, we find there's a little bit of market saturation because there is so much content out there. I mean, there are days when you wake up in the morning and instead of sort of picking up a newspaper, nobody does that anymore. My apologies to all the sort of the media houses out there, but you would go on your phone and you would just start thumb scrolling, right? So there is a market saturation. So it's one of the biggest challenges is how to stand out when the market is so saturated with all types of content. I mean, you can have a thought and then you could go to your YouTube feed and somehow my thought's there in my feed. How did that happen? But it is happening, right? So the important point is to stand out, to produce content which you know, which is thumb stopping and not thumb scrolling, and also consumer behavior is changing very rapidly. I mean, a few years ago we thought that the 8 to 10 minute format is the most popular format. Then 2 years later we went, okay, 3 to 4 minutes. That's what people want, and today we're thinking, no, what they want is less than 60 seconds. So consumer behavior is changing extremely rapidly. I think in the history of the human race, we've not had such rapid changes in how people are engaging with content or how people are engaging with anything in their day-to-day lives as we're seeing today. So for us, the challenge is always, how do we stay ahead of that? How do we still keep producing content that people want to watch and people don't just sort of scroll through? And for that, I think we have a very data-driven approach. We look at what's working very, very closely. So whatever we're producing, we have a team that sort of scans all social platforms to understand what is being posted, what is the engagement level like, and then we come back with that information to our customers and we sort of collaborate with them and tell them, okay, this is what might work. And often we'll do a lot of experimentation with customers. So we'll run a pilot and say, okay, let's try this and see what results you're getting, and then we can extend this into your contract with us.
Got it. As someone deeply involved in revenue strategies, how do you measure the effectiveness of Magnify's impact on enhancing audiences, engagement, and driving revenue for sports media outlets and rights holders?
Audience fan engagement, audience engagement. That's sort of like the mantra we live and breathe every single day. So I'm producing content, but is it hitting the right audience? How much time does a person spend watching my content? And I think that those sort of metrics are very, very important for us. User behavior also. What are people stopping to? What is the click-through rate? What is the time spent on the video? All of those metrics are really important for us to identify the trends so that then we can kind of optimize the product to produce more of that. Also, our partner and our, you know, our sponsor performance, so trying to understand what is working well with our regional partners kind of understanding what the KPIs there are, and then again, making the enhancements that are needed so that we can keep demonstrating value to not to our partners and to our clients as well.
Amazing. Last question here on my side is, you know, with the rise of streaming platforms and digital content consumption, how do you envision the future of sports content creation evolving, and where does Magnify fit into this evolving landscape?
Kareem, when it comes to sports, I think the football industry is almost sort of leading everybody else. So if we look at the last FIFA World Cup and the semi-automated offside technology that was brought in, and all the tactical analysis and, you know, the decision making was also led by data analytics. And I think that's something that's going to get replicated over and over and over in different sports in different countries by different leagues and federations. And the next step would be that how do we take a lot of these same technologies, these behaviors that we know work, and apply them across all levels of the game. So have a situation where smaller leagues and smaller clubs are also able to leverage these sort of technologies to their audience who's sort of watching every day. So say if you've got a club which has a lot of, or a collegiate sports team, how do you make sure that they have access to such technology so that they can improve player performance, they can improve audience engagement and build a better community based on sports, on their love for sports.
Awesome. Those were all my questions. Was there anything that I was missing or that you wanted to add in here?
No, not really, Kareem. Maybe probably the only thing I'll add is that everybody views India as a sports crazy nation and as a cricket crazy nation, most specifically. Where I come from in India, that's the eastern part of the country, it's not cricket. It's actually football. It's soccer that takes, prime status amongst all the sports. So it's been very exciting speaking to you. And it's a lot of fun working with all of our football and our soccer customers.
Well, you know, this was our first collaboration. I look forward to future collaborations and see how we can collaborate on the business side with One Soccer Nation. So, the company was really intriguing and interesting when I came across it. And that's why I engaged with you guys, wanting to learn more. And for the viewers watching, I definitely urge you guys to check them out. They got some cool technology, amazing products and services. And again, I really appreciate you taking the time for joining us on the One Soccer Nation podcast today.
Thanks, Kareem. That was fun.